Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 13th of August 2018, and this is the 859th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm at the bottom of Knocklofty. I haven't been here for too long. Weather and other activities have conspired against it, and it's tricky. I know that when I come up here I really like to spend quite a lot of time walking and thinking. I've come to expect about 2 hours up here, which is lovely when I can do it. But when I first came, I really found it quite difficult to make it up to the lookout, and really about half an hour was as much as I would do. I would walk up and then walk down again, and it's slowly evolved. For a couple of years before I injured my hip, I was walking very regularly every morning, and if it was dark then I would walk in the dark, and if it wasn't I would walk in the light, but I would always start early enough to do that so that I'd be back by 7:30. But of course those walks were the shorter walks and not the ones that I've now got used to having. And I can see myself, or hear my inner voice telling me that when I have an hour or so to spare, that it isn't long enough to take a walk up to Knocklofty. And it's meant that I haven't come up here, and I haven't come up in the dark. So I've become a bit soft, and I really do miss it. So I'm going to need to find some kind of a balance between my expectations and what is. It's a much, much damper August than, well, July, August, than it usually is. So it's often damp, and it has been pretty windy. This last week has been windy and wet, and not very inviting, very much more inviting to put one's slippers on and stay inside. I'm also aware that I'm really wanting to push on with the novel, and if I come walking, it gobbles up most of my morning. And trying to find the balance between walking and writing it's a daily task. And I would love to find a way of not thinking that one was at the expense of the other. And it isn't. When I come walking, and after I'm walking, when I'm walking, I often find ideas come to me, or resolutions of problems that I can spend hours and hours on when I'm sitting at my desk. And I have, over the last couple of days, particularly the last couple of days, I have been sitting there gritting my teeth, trying to resolve things that won't fall into place. And now, today, Monday, it's a week before I'm going to participate in a surge retreat. So next week I will be retreating into my writing And when I say writing, I also mean walking, but retreating away from any other distractions. So no internet, no socializing, and no cutting down a lot on the external distractions, but they can also be major parts of one's life. So just concentrating on what's good for writing, and walking is good for writing. So this week I need to get into preparation mode for that. I want to do some cooking beforehand. Last time I didn't get round to any food preparation, so this time I'm going to factor that in. I'm going to do a bit of planning this morning around what food I need to prepare, and also try and get a much clearer idea of what exactly it is I'm going to be working on, rather than what vaguely I'm going to be working on. It is lovely being up here. I'm just heading for the flat rock to do some qigong before I go any further. It's something that's also lapsed over the last week. I think I've done my qigong maybe 3 times this week. One of the other things to remember is that even though it can be very, very windy at home, if the wind's coming from the right direction, it's not windy up here. And I think I don't often recognise that. Although just looking at the trees now, I think it is going to be quite windy where my slab is. If it's too windy, I'll just go for a walk and do some qigong at home. It's interesting now, when it occasionally isn't windy and wet, it is very beautifully blue, and so many flowers out at the moment. Daffodils and wallflowers and sweet williams, and what else? I'm just trying to imagine my garden. There's some yellow daisies out, and these are all things that haven't been looked after. I can see the beginnings of the budding of tulips and daffodils. Mine are always a bit late. And the blossoms in my street are all kind of bright, that bright, rather over sugary pink of fake cherry blossom. But it really transforms the street. I think some of the blossoms actually might be plum rather than cherry too. So you can see it trying to break through, like the sun, which when it comes through at the moment is quite warm, but there above the mist on the mountain I can see quite a good dump of snow. So we're in that tug of war between winter and summer, winter and spring at the moment. So just frightened off to Currawong. I didn't mean to do that. Here I am on the rock. I'm going to pause for a little bit and see how it works with a bit of wind. If it just stays like this, it'll be lovely. If it increases, I will move on. So I'll talk to you a little bit later. I have just left the flat rock, and well, I think I probably did about an hour of Qigong standing there, and for some of that time the sun was really warm on my face and really lovely. It's got pretty chilly now. The clouds have gathered and they're a sort of grey that looks as if it might do something. And I am just wanting to make a shortcut to the path above, but I left my glasses at home. I'm just wearing my reading glasses, and this isn't the main path, and it's quite difficult to see far enough to work out what the best route is. But just through the bushes I can see a blue shirt moving across a bit of horizon, so I can see where the path I'm trying to get to goes. But in between there is some very scrubby domain, or terrain rather. So I'm just about to do that, and I feel so much better after that Qigong. What does it do? It grounds me and clarifies my mind and calms as well. So with a clearer mind, even if my vision is blurry, I'm going to head through this scrubby bit. I'm coming along a part that I haven't been down probably for over a year. The last time I came down this way was just after the floods, and it was completely closed off. And now there's a totally new path here. I'm not sure about these new paths. There's something lovely about windy paths that do sometimes get muddy, and this area has undergone so many transformations. Quite a few years ago, it was a creek with lots of weeping willows either side, and very, very beautiful. I'm now standing over the one remaining weeping willow, which is not near the creek but above it, and there have been new plantations of trees. There are lots of new trees here, but they're still little, and so it's quite bare. And I must say, this path makes it feel a bit barer, but maybe in time it'll lose its rawness. I'm coming this way because I thought I could stop off at the post office and get to bananas for breakfast and a bar of chocolate for the cave tomorrow night. So it's really nice to come this way again, and it's means that I've shortened the walk, and so I'm going to be able to do a bit of work before I go and meet a friend at lunchtime, which will get me out on my bike anyway, so a bit more being out and about. But yes, it's good to come down this way again. It's good to have a different route, actually. And the wind seems to have dropped a bit, although it's forecast to really increase this afternoon, and rain as well. So here I am on this new route. Well, I had to stop talking to you because it really became very, very windy. I'm back home again. I've been sitting down doing a little bit of planning, but not any writing. I think I'm going to pack up what I'm doing, pack up my writing, and so have it ready for a little bit of a session at the cafe this afternoon. I think if I have it all ready, I'll be much more inclined to get into it. I've made quite a long list of things I need to address, and what's probably most important at the moment is to sequence that list so that I don't flit between one thing and the other. And perhaps the old and new path are metaphors for that. The new path that I walked along this morning above Silveta Creek is quite a straight sort of a road, and the one that I used to go along is a bit more wiggly and has quite a few puddles in it, and might be a bit more interesting, but we'll see. I think for the moment I need to really look at consolidating the straighter parts of my story path, and I can wiggle about with intent later. So that's what I'm planning to do, and I'm just looking outside, feeling a bit of sun, but I think it's only warm because I'm inside. There's quite a wind, but not so much wind that I can't take the bike. So I'm about to mount the bike. I think it's been about a week since I've been out on it, so it's about time we reunited. I hope that you're having a good day today, that you've had one or will have one, and that you've been able to engage with your most important work, and to remember that part of your most important work is not necessarily working on it, but allowing your mind to free roam away from it, and sometimes not to do it at all, consciously not do it. And at other times, what's really nice to do is to plan for a time ahead where you are going to give it your full attention. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.